You know, I'm always fascinated by new ways we experience art, right? And this time you sent over some research about like feeling music, not just hearing it, but actually feeling it. So we're diving into Feel What You Don't Hear, a new framework for non-oral music experiences.
I think that's such a cool title, by the way.
It really is.
It really gets at challenging our assumptions about what music is, because we so often define it by the sound, right? But when you think about what it's like to be a musician, and particularly what it's like to be a musician in performance, it's such a different ballgame.
So there's more to it than just the notes on the page.
Absolutely. There's this whole other dimension of what they call non-oral elements that shape a performance.
Okay, non-oral elements. Now that's intriguing. What does that
Like,
mean in this context?
so it refers to the performer's own subjective experience as they're playing.
Okay.
So their sense of the rhythm, the pauses they might take, even their emotional connection to the music in that moment. And these things aren't always like explicitly evident in the music itself, but they directly influence how the music comes to life.
So it's like a hidden language
Yes.
being spoken through the performance.
Precisely. And the researchers behind this paper believe that these subjective experiences actually manifest physically in the performer,
Oh, wow.
in their breathing, in their heartbeat, those kinds of things.
That's fascinating. It reminds me of how a dancer will convey emotion through their movements.
Yes.
It's not just about the steps themselves, right? There's
Right.
something else there. Are you saying there's a similar language being spoken by a musician's body?
Exactly. And I love that you brought up dance because I think that's such a good analogy here, where you think about how a dancer's every gesture, every head movement, every, angle of their body adds another layer of meaning to the choreography. And it's very similar with these non-oral elements in music that it adds this depth and nuance to a performance. It's part of what makes each performance unique.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me because I'm thinking, how do you even begin to capture something like that? Like a performer's breathing their heartbeat, how do you capture that and then reproduce it in a way that can actually be synced with the music? That just seems incredibly complex.
It really is.
So how did they do it? Did they like wire people up to feel the musician's actual heartbeat?
It would be pretty wild, wouldn't it?
It would be a very immersive concert experience.
That's right. No, they didn't quite go that far. But they did go about it in two stages. So there was the recording stage and then the reproduction stage. So for the recording, they brought in a pianist and had them play a section of Debussy's Clair de Lune. But here's where it gets interesting. So in addition to just recording the music itself, right, they also captured the pianist's breathing using a specialized sensor. They recorded their heartbeat through an ECG. And they even had the pianist mark up their score to indicate like their own emotional cues at different points.
So they were creating like a map of the performance,
Yeah.
but not just a map of the notes, a
That's
map
it.
of the feeling and the experience.
Exactly. They captured the physical expression of the music along with the audio information.
That's so cool. And then what? So they've got all this data. How do they reproduce that for a listener?
Right. So then comes the reproduction stage. What they did is they developed a system that uses a vibrating backrest to recreate the feeling of the pianist's breathing, chest vibrations for the heartbeat,
Oh my
and
gosh.
even hand vibrations to correspond with those emotional cues that the pianist had marked on their score. And all of this, of course, perfectly timed to the music recording.
So you could experience the same piece twice,
Yeah.
once with just the sound and then once with this whole other layer of sensory information.
That's right.
What was the verdict?
So that's exactly what they tested. They brought in seven participants with varying musical backgrounds and had them listen to the excerpt, both with and without this physical feedback system. And the reactions were actually really interesting. Some of them really focused on how those physical sensations connected back to the music.
What do you mean? Like, how did they describe that connection? Did it change how they heard the music?
So for some people, it seemed to deepen their experience. They talked about feeling more immersed in the music, like they were sensing the emotion behind every note. And one participant even said that the physical feedback seemed to unlock a whole new layer of feeling in the piece, something they hadn't picked up on before.
That's remarkable.
But then you had other people who had a very different reaction.
Oh, really? See, this is what I love. This is what I live for, like the unexpected. What happened?
So they actually found the physical sensations distracting. Yeah. So imagine like you're trying to listen to music, but you're feeling someone else's heartbeat at the same time.
Right. It might not feel natural.
Right. And it might not always be pleasant.
Yeah.
Some of them describe it as like their own internal rhythms were clashing with the performers.
Well, like you're trying to waltz and tango at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your body doesn't know which beat to follow.
That makes so much sense, though, because we all experience music so differently. It's so personal.
Absolutely.
But it sounds like that difference in experience is actually really important to the research itself.
Absolutely. And this is what I love about this research, is that it really highlights how much our individual interpretations in our own internal worlds shape how music affects us.
Right.
That it's not just this passive experience.
Right.
We are constantly, even unconsciously, engaging with the music and creating our own meaning.
And that really resonates with me. I remember seeing this incredible jazz pianist a while back. And even though I couldn't articulate it at the time, I could feel this energy coming from them, this complete immersion in the music. It was palpable.
I love that.
Yeah. And it makes you wonder, did the researchers get any insights from the pianists themselves?
Yes, they did.
It's like there's an unseen performance that's happening at the same time as the one that we can see and hear.
Right.
And we're only getting half the story as an audience.
Yeah. And I think it speaks to how much we tend to intellectualize music,
mm-hmm.
and particularly classical music, which was the focus of this research,
mm-hmm.
that there is this sense that we have to understand it on an intellectual level to really appreciate it. But the pianist's perspective really highlights that there is this whole other layer of experience that is so essential to the performance.
Yeah.
That the audience never gets to fully access.
So what did she have to say?
So she talked about how much physicality is simply part of her expression as a musician.
Okay.
Things that you know as an audience member, you never really experience firsthand.
Right.
The way the keys feel under your fingers.
Right.
The subtle shifts in posture as you're playing.
Right.
All of those sensations are part of the music.
Right.
Even if the audience can't, like, perceive them directly.
That's so interesting to think about, because she's probably not even thinking about those things.
Right.
Actively. It's just part of how she inhabits the music.
And it highlights just how difficult it can be to share that experience with an audience. Even something like the concept of the beat, which seems so fundamental to music.
Right.
She was describing it as something that's felt more than, like, consciously thought about.
Yeah, you just feel it in your body and you move with it. Do you think this is the start of a whole new way of thinking about how we share music?
I think it has such potential.
Yeah.
And the researchers are really eager to explore its full potential.
Mm-hmm.
So right now they're looking at expanding the experiment, bringing in more participants, working with longer compositions to really get a broader sense of how these physical sensations affect the listening experience. And on the technology side, they're looking at more immersive ways to create that tactile feedback.
Wow.
So things like inflatable vests or even handheld devices that people could hold that would vibrate in different ways. Anything that can create a more natural and engaging experience.
Wow. Imagine holding something that allows you to feel the music. That's wild. It really makes you wonder if we could truly feel what the artist feels. Would it deepen our connection to their music? Or would it completely change how we experience it?
It's such a fascinating question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because would we be so in tune with the artist's interpretation that we would lose our own?
That's so interesting.
Or would it create a deeper understanding, a way to connect on an even more fundamental level?
It really makes you think. Well, this has been such an eye-opening look at how we experience music and how technology might be able to enhance or even challenge those perceptions. Thank you so much for sharing this research with me. It's giving me a lot to listen for the next time I put on my favorite album.
My pleasure.
Absolutely.
It's great talking about this with you.